Hush, hush, in heaven's name! Suppose he heard you, you unfortunate Raoul. And Christine's eyes stared wildly at everything around her. I will remove you from his power, Christine, I swear it, and you shall not think of him any more. Is it possible? She allowed herself this doubt, which was an encouragement, while dragging the young man up to the topmost floor of the theater, far, very far from the trapdoors. I shall hide you in some unknown corner of the world where he cannot come to look for you. You will be safe, and then I shall go away, as you have sworn never to marry. Christine seized Raoul's hands and squeezed them with incredible rapture. But suddenly, becoming alarmed again, she turned away her head. Higher, was all she said. Higher still. And she dragged him up toward the summit. He had a difficulty in following her. They were soon under the very roof in the maze of timberwork. They slipped through the buttresses, the rafters, the joists. They ran from beam to beam as they might have run from tree to tree in a forest. And despite the care which she took to look behind her at every moment, she failed to see a shadow which followed her like her own shadow, which stopped when she stopped, which started again when she did, and which made no more noise than a well-conducted shadow should. As for Raoul, he saw nothing either, for when he had Christine in front of him, nothing interested him that happened behind.